Oura Beatty's English as a Second Language students are participating in a project called Outdoors on Alaska, wherein they interview different people from Onalaska about their outdoor adventures. During the first installment, we heard a bit about the class. This time, they interviewed local adventurer Dan Young about his hike across Onalaska Island with his dog Dakota and their rescue by the Coast Guard back in September. Here are highlights from their interview. Onalaska hiker Dan Young started his journey at the far side of the island, where he befriended a sheep at Chernofsky Ranch.
Buck was pretty interesting. He followed me for about 6 miles. So it was me and my backpack, my dog and her backpack, walking along the tundra. Buck is used to being Art's pet, so every time Dakota come up to get petted, Buck would headbutt her.
He says the terrain at the far end of the island is nothing like here.
You would think it does. You know, it's hard to explain. You would think it does because we have the green and the bushes and all that good stuff. But the other end of the island is, it's so rolling. It really looks like cattle country where you would raise cattle. Just the hills are rolling. The views are such that you can see for miles instead of just right to the mountains in front of you.
But the further he got from the ranch, the tougher the terrain became and the more fog and high winds he encountered.
Sometimes it was very difficult not knowing where I was going or which mountain I had to crawl over, because it just seems to go up and up and up and up. Sometimes I'd only go 5 or 6 steps before I'd have to stop and take a break.
He also stopped hiking when it got too foggy and when it got dark to avoid dangerous areas. Then, if he wasn't too tired, he would eat.
It's kind of like powdered drinks and powdered food. You just add hot water or cold water, let it sit for 9 minutes or so, and then you have spaghetti or chili or lasagna or chicken teriyaki.
He told the students he was motivated by the beautiful views of mountain lakes, old village sites, and beautiful scenery. It pushed him on for 10 days until he had an accident in the high mountains.
I had fallen about 30 feet and I had hit my knee. That was the first thing that hit after falling. And it cut my knee a little bit and it eventually became infected. The problem with that was that where I fell and the conditions around that, when I stopped and got back up, I checked myself to see if I was bleeding, and then I stopped for a second, then I checked again thinking that I hadn't started bleeding, and then at that point I was in shock and I started walking even faster. And so that was probably the most dangerous part, the fall, and then the few minutes afterwards where I just wanted to get off the mountain. I wanted to get to flat land.
He tried to keep hiking for another day before deciding to call for help.
It wasn't life-threatening. The injury certainly wasn't life-threatening, but there's a balance. When you get injured, can you continue? And if you continue, will the injury get worse? And that's the predicament that I was in. So it wasn't life-threatening, but I wasn't able to walk. My legs had started to stiffen up and muscles quit working properly.
Young decided to push the help button on his satellite tracker. Within 3 hours, the Coast Guard helicopter flew through constant 45-mile-per-hour winds to pick him up.
They made 3 or 4 different approaches to my location to see how they could keep the helicopter in one place while they lowered a basket. They lowered a basket about 45 feet, and then I put Dakota in, then I climbed in, and then I put the backpack on top of us, and then they lifted us up. It was too windy for them to land.
He says the steel basket is smaller than most would expect, only about 4 feet long, and riding in it was very uncomfortable, but he was grateful for the Coast Guard's help. He and Dakota were safely returned to Onalaska and went directly to the clinic. Young was not permanently injured, but says he made the right decision for his safety in that situation and in the long term. So why would he embark on something so dangerous?
You know, there's something about seeing something or having an idea and then thinking about doing it and actually doing it. And there's a sense of pride, a sense of accomplishment by actually doing something like that. And that was my vacation.
Young was interviewed by Ms. Beatty's ESL class. Their next project will be interviewing Jeanette Alice about her 5-month hike on the Pacific Crest Trail. Tune in November to hear the students' interviewing and editing skills.